I'm drunk on a couch in Nashville, in a duplex near the reservoir. And every single thought is like a punch in the face. I'm like a rabbit freezing on a star, on the wrong side of Sunday morning, shattered in the terrible light, working for a bankrupt circus, on the wrong side of Saturday night. And I wanna be like water if I can, 'cause water doesn't give a damn. By a floating hatchet, you can't just shoot your way out and go. I could tell you things about this wallpaper that you'd never ever wanna know. Well, there's an altar in the valley for things in themselves as they are. Triumph of the obstacle and horse leg swastikas. I wanna take a ride on the back of a sunbird up into the highest number, up into the highest number.
Finally, here we are, episode 58 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the internet podcast / internet broadcast, where I, your host, David Barkley, a.k.a. DJ Craig Biggio, a.k.a. Crap Dude, a.k.a. DJ Becky Darlene, a.k.a. DJ Raising Awareness of Worthy Causes, play one song from every record in my record collection. And I don't think I've done an installment of this show for many, many months. And that's because my life has been in flux. I've been concentrating on other things. And I'm going to recapture all of those things in this episode, episode 58. Firstly, The Silver Jews and a song called Horseleg Swastika, an album that I bought in San Francisco at Amoeba. Amoeba is great for records that are not like, you know, like that are like sort of the common from the 90s, like this one, Bright Flight. And so last time I was in San Francisco on sort of, why was I? Oh, I guess it was just sort of a trip for trip's sake. And I went to both Amoebas and I bought this record. And then I listened to this music as I focused in on finishing my degree. That's what this music is all about. It's sort of just my, you know, I would like just go to work and then come home and go to sleep and wake up the next day. And in there somewhere, I would put on some Silver Jews as just this college music, because, you know, that's what it is. It's true college music. And it will represent this really focused, great college experience I just had that is now over. Answering one great question, which is, was I going to finish listening to every record in my record collection before I graduated? Clearly not. So really going to try and get through the last, I don't know how many episodes are remaining, but there's still a few. And the problem is I keep picking up records. For instance, now we're going to listen to another track that, is very representative of the very recent, very contemporary experience. So I'll just play it, talk about it, whole set. This is Professor Longhair.
Carnival Falls. Got my ticket in my hand. I wanna go to New Orleans. Got my ticket in my hand. I wanna go to New Orleans. When I get to New Orleans, I wanna see the Zulu King.
Oh, look at my queen all dressed in red. Haiko, haiko, hande. I bet you $5 she'll kill you dead. Giacomo Pinane. Talking about hey now, hey now. Haiko, haiko, hande. Giacomo Pino, hande. Giacomo Pinane. Oh,
Heiko, 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 I'm having my fun on the Mardi Gras day. Giacomo Pinani, talking about hey now, hey now. Heiko, Heiko, Hande. Giacomo Filo, Andande. Giacomo Filale, talking about hey now, hey now. Heiko, Heiko, Hande. Giacomo Filo, Andande. Giacomo Pinani.
That is the Crew of Iris, I think that's how you pronounce it. A brass band from New Orleans playing a song called Double Bunny with some great sirens off their very new record. It's a record that I bought at this store that was also a label called Domino Sound, not to be confused with the European label Domino Records. Pretty confusing, though. It's like this, it's a pretty good store in New Orleans that's pretty small, but they also put out mixtapes and records, and it was kind of refreshing. You know, you go to these stores where they really curate their collections really hard, and it's just kind of boring because it's the same $25 reissue records of, you know, whatever is the latest fuzzed out, you know, Philippinese psych band that everyone wants to hear. Instead, these guys were sort of doing their own thing. It was interesting, and the records weren't too expensive. I had a great time there. I was just in New Orleans. That's what this set was all about. Before that, of course, was Giacomo, the like Ico Ico song that the Dixie Cups made very popular, but that was Sugar Boy Crawford. I'm guessing that's the original version, or he wrote the song. Who knows? The internet can tell you that. This show is not about the internet. This show is about my personal experiences and my relationship to these records. That record, which I also bought in New Orleans, was from this really big record store that I think was called Eclipse, or what was it called? Well, basically, it was a store that started in St. Louis, but they opened a branch in New Orleans. And this guy that I was staying with was like, "You're going to love this store. I love going to the store. All I do in my free time is go record shopping." So we went. And I don't want to like brag too much, because I don't think this is really a brag-worthy thing. But basically, by the time I was ready to go, he was like waiting outside, super bored. Yeah. Thought he was addicted to record shopping. Had no idea how much of a loser he was hanging with. And before that, we listened to Professor Longhair and his song Mardi Gras New Orleans. Amazing, obviously classic, great, incredible. The birthplace of all good music in North America, right there. And I have more. You know, this. I went on this trip. I traveled on the Mississippi. I had an amazing time. It was very much an escape, almost a month-long escape from things. All I did all day was sit on a boat in the hot sun, no shade, and then at night would just get on land and make food and then go to sleep and wake up and do that over and over again for days and days and days. And it was wonderful because I didn't think about other people. Sorry, other people, but I just thought about my day-to-day routine and I just forgot about the outside world. It was great. It really was great. The internet is horrible. I just want to say that. But then I got to New Orleans and I just took an entire day to just look at records, and it became like every other trip I've been on. And I was really focused. Lots of great New Orleans music, which is unlike me. I think this is record tourism. You know, I don't usually do that in the States. Usually I like go to Seattle and buy New Orleans records and go to New Orleans and buy, you know, I don't know, country records or something. Calypso Records, actually, 2007 was the great New Orleans Calypso buy. This record that I'm going to play next, I got from the Louisiana Music Factory, which is a record store that specializes in music from New Orleans, Zydeco, Cajun, and, you know, R&B, brass bands, and all that stuff. And I just thought, you know, what the hell? Why not? Going to get this super New Orleans record just because I can. And I'm growing older, you know? So the song I'm going to play is called Honda Wanda. It's by the Wild Magnolias, 1974. I don't even know what to say. What a great trip. I'm just going to continue thinking about how much fun this trip and the last few days in New Orleans were. Just picture yourself floating down the Mississippi. And there's nothing really better. Nothing more relaxing. We'll be right back.
dust in my cars to try real hard. I try hard to get you in. Cause maybe I'll lose and maybe I'll win. If I stop to lose, I just start all over again. Yeah, yeah, you can't stop me now. Now I'm gonna take it out.
Quit on now.
There we go. That's Dr. John and a little song called Stealing from his, also from 1974, album Decidedly Bonnaroo. More great New Orleans music there. Really, truly the cradle of great music, that place. And also pretty good food. I'm pretty into the French fry-based food. And, you know, in Montreal they have poutine. In Southern California here, of course, in San Diego right now, they have carne asada fries, which you can get vegetarian, which is just like fries with a vegetarian burrito on top. Amazing. And in New Orleans, you can get a French fry po' boy sub. Po' boy sub. Yes, it's like a French roll with French fries inside. Delicious sauce. Got one of those when I went on the St. Claude Art Walk, which was surprisingly good. It's a pretty small town, New Orleans, but there was a bunch of pretty good galleries, I guess, and other things, you know, with that strong New Orleans flavor, of course, and I had a delicious sub. It was amazing. It was like from a gas station, too. That was the best part. What other notable New Orleans memories? Of course, before that, we listened to the Wild Magnolias, Honda Wanda. The first time I went to New Orleans in 2007, I got the Wild Chapatulas record. I think I've played that. I don't know. Maybe not yet. But I will. And then I'll talk about my 2007 trip to New Orleans, because this is the show where I relive my memories by playing records. Well, this next record I'm going to play is a contemporary New Orleans artist, I guess you'd call him. It's Quintron, and I bought this record from the store I talked about previously, Domino Sound. It's his album, Too Thirsty for Love, and it was co-released on his label with a label from Memphis, Tennessee called Goner Records, which when I was, I also on this trip, I stopped in Memphis, Tennessee, and I was like, I'm not going to look at records. I'm not even going to go to a record store. Because I was traveling on this small boat and didn't really have any, it was, and when I say small boat, I mean, it's like a 15 foot long boat. There was no room for records. There was the possibility at any moment during the trip, the whole boat could just flip over and everything would get wet. So it just wasn't really conducive to, collecting sounds along the way. Although we were collecting sounds with a microphone along the entire trip, but that's a story for another time. But we stopped in Memphis, Tennessee, and it was like, let's take a break from camping. We got a hotel room, and it was two blocks away from the Sun Studios. So, of course, The trip took a little bit of a musical turn. We went on a very disappointing tour of Sun Studios with a lot of Europeans who were on blues tourism trips. It's true. It exists. And they had, like, Johnny Cash tattoos, and I don't know. It was really ridiculous and great. We also did not go to Graceland, but we did go to a museum called the Pink Palace that had a reconstruction of the original Piggly Wiggly store inside the museum. Piggly Wiggly was a self-serving grocery store. I'm not sure if it was the first one, but it was one of the first self-serving grocery stores. And they really lowered their prices because of that, you know, the whole thing where you go around and pick what you want. Anyways, the guy made a fortune. He built this Pink Palace, built a recreation of his store inside the palace. Great museum. Wonderful place. Highly recommend going there. Among other great, you know, dioramas, panoramas, all of them. Amazing. Amazing stuff. Memphis, Tennessee. You think I'm going to play you some Elvis right now, but I'm not, because I didn't buy any records in Memphis, but I bought records in New Orleans. This one is on the Memphis label, Goner Records, Quintron, and a track called Model X Citizen.
You know, a lot of us here at NBC really disapprove of this program, but we are going to allow it to run because the ratings are so good and America has said yes to Final Conflict, fight to the death between raccoons and people at 7 p.m. every Thursday evening.
Discount Model X Citizen. the journey morning.
Had a dream.
Had dawn.
Had a
trumpet
dream.
Had blown.
Had a dream.
Dream.
Had a dream.
Nation had a gather.
Had a dream.
Had a journey.
Had a
around
dream.
The throne.
Had a dream.
Oh,
had a dream.
Oh, what a sight that
had
day.
A dream.
When a minute
had
a dream.
Exciting Lloyd Price there, and a track that you all know and love, Lottie Miss Claudie. Another New Orleans crooner, another great track. It's literally the birthplace of great music. Before that, we listened to the Staple Singers, not New Orleans band, but I don't know where they were. Yeah, probably not. Who knows? You check on the internet. This is not a show for factual information. This is a show for personal context. And the Staple Singers are a band that I actually have been interested in for a long time, because back in the day, I really liked, you know, the Beach Boys and the Zombies, Left Bank. And I liked music that was what I call vocal music, you know, where like you had four guys singing. And but the arrangements were mildly interesting. And at some point I made a big list of all the bands I wanted to check out that fulfilled that requirement, that had like sort of progressive vocal arrangements. And the Staple Singers were on that list. And like in 2004, maybe, I bought a Staple Singers 7-inch for 25 cents at a store in Burlington, Vermont. And it kind of sucked. But of course, like any band that is insanely prolific, they had all sorts of different sounds. And just this recently on this trip, I was flipping through, I guess it was the R&B section. Maybe I actually looked in the gospel section, who knows? And I saw this, you know, it was probably New Arrivals, let's just say. I saw this Uncloudy Day LP by the Staple Singers on a label that I'd, well, a small label, Exodus Records, and I thought, this is the early work. Everyone always loves the early work. The first LP, it's great. Second one sucks. It's true for all bands. So why not be true for this legendary gospel ensemble? And sure enough, what an incredible song. I Had a Dream. And we started that all off with Stealin', a little track called Stealin' there. That wasn't Stealin'. We started off with Quintron. Quintron and Model X Citizen. Love Quintron. Sadly, no longer, the Spellcaster Lodge, it was this club he had in New Orleans, and I think it's closed now. At least there wasn't any events while I was there. Kind of too bad. He is, what a great guy. Well, what else can I tell you? Of course, you know, the city, what a great city. What a great place the South is, even though the people are horribly racist, some of them at least. And there's all sorts of weirdness that us Canadians can never really understand. That's me and my tapeworm, of course, I'm referring to there when I say the we, us, etc. I don't know. What more can I tell you? What more can I tell? And by you, I mean myself in 20 years, 40 years, 60 years, hopefully, listening to this, trying to remember the great times I supposedly had. Now, Lloyd Price, Lottie Miss Claudie, self-penned track, one of his great hits. I told you that usually I don't like record tourism in the States that much. Usually I try and buy the deals. I go for the deals. Well, here was one of those instances. This is Dawn in the Good Times, Where the Action Is LP on Wand Records, a band from Seattle, Washington, part of the amazing Pacific Northwest of the 60s scene. And this is them doing a little track called Stagger Lee, written by none other than the master himself, Lloyd Price. So there you go, Circle of Life. He threw eight.
before you learn to stand. The people in the city stood behind the Ramsey name. Did he and Dolly share one thing? The love of Sarah Jane. And there's love in the country on the Donnybrook farm. There's love in the country. Come along and take a mop.
That's a band there called the House of Leather, I think. I don't really know much about this record. It's not from New Orleans, but I bought it there. They're either called the Blackwood Apology or the House of Leather. And I think this is a this is like a rock opera. I don't know what it's about, but that was a little song called There's Love in This Country. And it was a great little track. I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of this. Of course, another great vocal band from the 60s. You see the connection. You see the connection. Well, next up, I'm going to go to one more track that is so heavily related to this recent trip. We actually traveled on the river all the way from St. Louis to Vicksburg, Mississippi, a few hundred miles short of getting all the way to New Orleans. And one of the reasons we didn't make it all the way to New Orleans, we had to drive the last few hundred miles, is because we ended up stopping at some small towns and enjoying it so much, you know, and spending some time having cultural experience. Started off as a camping trip, you know, ended up with a little decay tourism, a little blues tourism. And one of the great towns we stopped at along the way was a place called Helena, Arkansas. And I mispronounced it several times as Helena, Arkansas. It's kind of embarrassing. But imagine this very small town, one street. We're walking down the main street. I'm wearing like my bathing suit and some aqua socks. And we had an amazing meal, home cooking style meal. There was a blues festival happening in 6 days, so everyone was like cleaning up the town, trying to get ready. And it also happens to be the home of the first ever blues radio show to play black music, right there in the heart of Arkansas, right on the Mississippi River. And there was a show called King Biscuit Show, and it had been going on for however long. It was happening. We listened to it. The guy had been the host since the 50s. The show was even older than him. And they had some terrible contemporary blues music being played live on the air. And great town. This guy, John Fuchs, who ran the like Habitat for Humanity benefit bookstore on the main street, gave us a tour of the town and said some hilarious things. That was awesome. He showed us every detail of this tiny town, complete with historical completeness, and as well as probably a little mythology. So anyways, fast forward a few weeks, we're in New Orleans, I'm record shopping, and I came across this band, King Biscuit Boy, and his album Goodens, and sort of a blues, Delta blues record, but has a great screen print of the Helena, Arkansas water tower on it. Amazing. So I had to buy it, and it's got a little great track here called Bald-Headed Roomba that, you know, it's got that that flavor that I like, the cradle of civilized music, Mississippi Delta, New Orleans. It's all right in here with this little track here. doesn't get any better than that there. A little New Orleans, Mississippi Delta, all together there. And what a great trip. That's what the trip was like. It was just that song. Crazy fun all the time. But eventually had to come back to reality, and here I am, back on the internet, making it let me feel all the things that it makes me feel. And back in society, civilization. And when I got back home, I had a record waiting on my doorstep that sort of sums it all up here. It's the Cyrillic Typewriter, featuring Jason Zampano of the band Zampano, who were on Sub Pop in the 90s. Great guy. That's all I can say about him. And I'm going to play a song called Dreams Through a Cup of Tea. Some people have life all figured out. I think that's the message here. So thanks for listening. Episode 58. 59 coming soon, and hopefully the end. Pushing towards the end here.
Daybreak carries on and I'm a rock, simply lying down. Moving is a loss, but now you've got sound. Try and find a way to stretch it out, simply lying there. Eyes are closing in.